where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
It's the first full day of spring, but it doesn't feel like it outside. Environment Canada has a weather advisory in place for North and East Lambton, as heavy snowfall is expected off of Lake Huron beginning this evening. A snow squall warning was also issued for London, East Middlesex, Goderich, and southern Huron County. The National Weather Agency says total accumulations of up to 10 centimeters of snow is possible by tomorrow morning. Sarnia police have issued an arrest warrant for a 65-year-old city man accused of defrauding local residents. Police say the accused has been approaching people asking for money to help him with his sick wife. They say these claims are false and the suspect's been arrested before. A photo of burned Adamic can be found at sarnianewstoday.ca. The Cestar Group Athletics and Fitness Complex at Lambton College is closing early tonight. The facility, which includes the fitness center, is closing at 8 for a campus-wide power shutdown. It'll be reopened at 7 tomorrow morning. Now that restoration has wrapped up at the Flag Plaza just north of the Blue Water Bridge, the Rotary Club of Sarnia Blue Waterland has resumed requests for memorial bricks. Flag Plaza Chair Pat Vogelin says over the past year, plaza activity was brought to a halt due to shoreline restoration.
Currently, we are taking requests for the 8x4-inch red bricks. We are doing this now. We have, as a result of the reconstruction work, we have a small area at the north end of the plaza where we have room for a limited number of the larger stones.
He says because of a high interest in the larger stones, they've launched a lottery. He says until the end of April, people who have interest in entering the draw for the chance to submit an application for a large stone can send them an email or a phone call. Details are posted to sarnianewstoday.ca. An ongoing salmonella outbreak in Canada has been linked to snakes and rodents used as reptile food. Illnesses linked to the outbreak have been reported in 8 provinces, including Ontario. The Federal Public Health Agency says this acts as a reminder that salmonella bacteria can be found in many animals. Stats Canada says 500,000 seniors had trouble getting specialized care when they needed it. They say over 4.5 million people aged 65 and older visited medical specialists, had non-emergency tests, or underwent non-emergency surgeries in 2019 and 2020. More than 15% indicated they experienced difficulty while they were trying to access services. And if you have wild and crazy socks, you should wear them tomorrow. We're being urged to rock our socks for World Down Syndrome Day. Down Syndrome Association of Lambton County VP Helen Van Slichtenhorst says you can share photos on social media using the hashtag World Down Syndrome Day.
Whether it's TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, show your support for individuals with Down syndrome. The reason why socks are chosen is because if you look at chromosomes under the microscope, they look like socks.
Ben Slichtenhorst says it's about making sure everyone feels like they belong. Snow squalls are expected in North and East Lambton tonight. In Sarnia, there's the chance of flurries with gusty winds, low minus 8, the wind chill down to minus 15. A mix of sun and cloud tomorrow and windy, high 0, the wind chill minus 15 in the morning, and snow in the forecast on Friday, high minus 1.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.